There is a lot going on in this recording, y'all. I started off, did it in GarageBand, which is great. I had some music. So I've done something weird to the settings where it now, at the end of the intro music, will immediately loop back to the start and then loop back to the start and then loop back to the start. And it's just doing my head in. And I'm sure it's something super, super simple. It's definitely something I could, you know, Google and fix. But, you know, that's just not really my 3 a.m. vibe. It's not 3 a.m., but the podcast is. So just giving you some context there. All I can say, I do not give a hootenanny if you do not believe in astrology, but this Mercury in retrograde shit has completely had me done be fucked up, boy. I think it's over tomorrow or the day after. And even if it is just a self-fulfilling prophecy, even if it's just the placebo effect of Mercury being in retrograde, it can go get gone. Because I hate it and it's yuck. So that is my opinion and those are my opinions and this is my story. And let's just jump into the next short episode of the podcast without my music. So let me just chuck in some transitions. Okay, bye. Okay, so this is a very real story about bacon falling from the sky. So before we jump into that, my name is Jess. This is the 3 a.m. podcast. We're having a great time. And so now let's talk about this bacon falling from the sky. So I was swimming with, I think it was my cousin. No, it wasn't. It was one of my childhood friends, Megan. Now, Megan and I was, I'm pretty sure it was Megan, was it Jamie? Fuck. Okay, well, Megan and or Jamie, let me know if it was you. It may not have been either of you, but I think it was one of you. Okay, whatever. That part is the least important part of this tale, because I'm about to tell you how bacon fell out of the sky. So, me and one of my friends, it's going to really piss me off that I can't figure it out. But me and one of my friends were swimming at this beach. This beach is in, like, at the top, or near the top of the North Island, in New Zealand. It is called Otamuri, or Otamuri. It should be Otamuri. Otamuri? Why can't... Okay, this is so bad. I say most Māori words, like, how they should be said. But for some reason, I think because, like, it's the one word that I've never really heard said correctly, that it's just my brain, like, glitches. Like, I can say, like, Ngaruahia, because that's just how I know it should be said. But Otamuri, Otamuri, fun fact. A tamuri is a snapper. So it's the beach of snapper. Fun! Okay, anyway, so we were swimming there. It is right near a little old place called Whananaki. Love that. It's a vibe. And we were swimming at this beach. And it is not, to my knowledge, like, it's not really main thoroughfare for many planes or anything like that. It might be, but, like, you know how you can usually tell, like, I've been going to this place for years and years and years and years and years and don't really recall it being anywhere near planes. It's, I suppose, what most countries would call, like, an almost remote area, although it's really popular during summer. So we're swimming. And then, you know, when you're just kind of like swimming and you're not really doing anything, you're just kind of like diving under the water, jumping back up, diving under the water, jumping back up, floating for a bit, diving under the water, floating, trying to do a handstand. Like, it's just a whole combination of like doing nothing for hours and hours and hours. So we were in the midst of that and there weren't many waves this day.
And I just remember standing up and talking, and then all of a sudden you hear this little, like, plop. And then, I was like, okay, didn't really, I don't know what I was thinking, but I just wasn't really paying attention. Look straight up, because my first thing whenever I hear anything is like, oh my God, did a bird try and poop on me? Wasn't thinking about the fact that it went, but just was like, okay, really don't need a bird to be pooing on me right now. So I look up, not a bird to be seen. Like, clear as sky, nothing. And then I look back down the water, and there, sitting on the water, starting to sink, is a fresh piece of bacon. There's nothing more, there's nothing less. I have no solid, like, hypothesis on this story. I can say that it was far too hot to have fallen from any great height. There were no people in the immediate vicinity other than my friend. I didn't see any birds fly directly over us at that moment. And it was hot enough to sizzle when it hit the water. So, like, what do you mean, you know? Anyway. I don't want to, you know, bring you to conclusions and make you think things that you didn't originally think. But let's just say that I questioned a lot that day. Some may even say that that was the day that I turned from a gal to a woman. I don't know many people that would say that, but I'm sure that there are some of them. And that's all you need to know. So with that being said... this is a 3 a.m. podcast. My name's Jess. If you're not sure why it's a 3 a.m. podcast, then just go back and listen to a previous episode where I was still talking about it. that's kind of all I really had to say. I'll be honest, guys. I am beat. Like, I am, like... beak to the gourds, darling. But like, I am soy latte vegan tired. No disrespect to the soy latte vegans. Avoiding soy issues. I'm just real tired, and that's fine. Because, you know, we've all, you know, when you've just got things on all the time. No, you know what? Okay, here's a question, because this is something I genuinely struggle with. Because I really struggle with trying to figure out when I, like, do and don't need help. And I'm not saying this in, like, oh, I'm so, like, I never need help and I'm just so independent. And, like, no, all of that mess can fuck off. What I'm, like, trying to figure out is... you know when you're doing a project and you're like, should I be delegating? Like, I'm not even talking about work. Like, I'm talking about anything. I'm talking about chores. I'm talking about art. I'm talking about anything where you might be involved in some kind of team. Like, do you ever sometimes think, should I be, you know... sharing this load? Because sometimes I think that, and then I immediately think, no, that's what a weak-ass person would say, and then I just don't ask for help. Now, I'm never gonna ask for help, truthfully. Like, just in life. Like, that's not really my MO, you know? If they're on Criminal Minds and like, oh, this woman must have been asking for help, they're not gonna be like, oh, okay, she must be New Zealand, New Zealand, she must be the entire country of New Zealand. Hello, it's me, your girl, New Zealand. Okay. But I tell you what, I am tired as a peach. What I just thought that I would do, actually, is talk about drag slang. So drag being, just... Well, okay, no, here's a question. What is... I really threw you into this conversation, but I didn't know that I was going to say it until I said beat for the gourds, and then I was like, okay, let's just educate the people here. So I watch RuPaul's Drag Race, and it's great. Love drag queens, amazing. I've got friends that dress in drag and perform, and it's just such a fun, and like, as someone who loves makeup, it's just such a fucking fun art form. Not even just art form, but now like cultural movement. Although there's problematicness with, okay, first of all, fuck Taylor Swift. I just think she's evil. Like, you know when you just get that vibe, like someone's just that's not okay. That's Taylor. But where was I going? Oh, I think I was talking about like when people just use drag queens to be in things to just like be drag queens. Not 100% on board with that, unless, you know, who am I to say what a drag queen wants to and doesn't want to do? If they're genuinely happy and like, yeah, let's do this, then by all means. But RuPaul's Drag Race is great, and that's basically where all the, you know, most famous drag queens of the last 5+ years have kind of come from, is this whole era of, this whole era of what? Drag queens! And they shape a lot of language, truly. Shooketh, both of those could be attributed to drag. So what I just realized I'd do earlier is just bring up a list of drag slang and let's just talk about it. I feel like I know a bit of it. Again, I watch a lot of RuPaul, and by proxy, I then watch a lot of the drag queens do things. So I watch, or whatever. Y'all think I'm crazy, but it's literally like UNG, capital H, lowercase h. Whatever. and. Boop, 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 boop. Boop. Oh my god, no. Okay, first of all, I just googled drag slang and I was like, none of this makes any fucking sense. And I realized I was looking at like drag racing. T. I completely forgot what I was gonna say, but guys, I'm really tired. Okay, drag slang. Ooh. Oh yeah, anyway, that was the name of the show, if that was the last thing that I was on. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba. Okay, I don't think that this is where I want to end up, but I did in the interim find something that says 14 drag slang, or beauty slang terms we learned watching RuPaul's Drag Race. So, sickening. So, sickening is a good thing, first of all. If you are sickening, you are looking snatched. You are looking beat. You are looking like a whole snack. If you look sickening, you look put together. And this list here says that when someone looks so good, they make you sick. Literally. You want to throw up because he or she is so fly. So that's sickening. And that kind of started with drag culture, beat and the beat down. So beat is like, you know, if you look beat, then that's like, oh girl, you look beat. That's like, you've got your makeup done. You haven't just done like a little bit of foundation. You've done your primer. Wait, your moisturizer, your primer. You have come in with the under eye concealer. You have got foundation, your baking powder, your setting powder, you've got the liquid contour, you've got the powder contour, you've got the blush, you've got the liquid highlighter, you've got the powder highlighter, you've got the brow products, you've got the eyeshadows, you've got all the shit. Like, your face is beat. And it's off, like, you know, people used to beat their face with, like, a powder puff to put all their makeup on. So this says, when your makeup application is absolutely flawless, seriously, you're a skilled artist. The process of putting the makeup on is referred to as the beatdown. So get your face beat, and this is the beatdown. You know? Love this. Okay. Crispy. So this I'm a little bit confused about, because it says that Fresh just got spritzed with a can of hairspray look. The minute you walk out of the blowout salon and your hair is fabulous, that's Crispy. I don't immediately think this when I hear Crispy. I think in my head it gets confused with Crusty, which is, like, you know, fairly self-explanatory. Like, you look dusty, your hair's uneven, you ain't that cute. Google that. Gluten-free what I just said. Google what I just said and get your life. Serving face, giving face. So this is like you are bringing your best facial, like, A game. So the explanation says the face you make when you pose for a photograph, aka the selfie look that gets you the most likes. It could be a raised eyebrow or squinching. But serving face is just like having a face that you're like, yes, I am that bitch. This is me. Serving face. Or giving face. You know, serving, because it doesn't say this here, but like, you're serving face. Like, you're offering face to the people. You know? I love it. It's iconic. So, on fleek. Ugh, yawn. No one gives a fuck. Dime piece. Not too familiar. Don't want to talk about it if I don't know shit. Beat to capacity. I mean, take a guess. Laid. Okay, so. Laid isn't what all of, you know, your basics are thinking. So, laid is, it's pretty much like, if your hair is laid, then your hair is styled perfectly. Like, if your hair's laid, then you have got all your curls in the right place. You've used some setting sprays. You've used some hairsprays. You've used some dry shampoo. You've got the curling wand out. You've, like, used your bobby pins. You're just looking fantabulous. Now, the description says, most commonly used to... just have an eon. Y'all, I'm tired. Most commonly used to describe hair, it's when every strand is styled just right to create a sleek look. Typically refers to straight, flat iron styles. Fun. Okay, giving life. You give me life. So, I mean, if someone gave you life, it would, like, you'd be like... You know, you'd get some oxygen, you'd be just hyped, you would just, you know, your heart would just be all go. You'd just be living your best life if someone gave you life. So if I say someone gives me life, it's like, this is the thing that I rely on. This is the best thing ever. This one thing is sustaining me through whatever journey I need to go on. So, you know, oh, this architecture gives me life. It's like, oh, it's so great that it serves, you know? Slaying, slayed, slay. Ugh, boring. Fishy. Okay. So, if someone, like, looks fish, or if they are fishy, or whatever, in drag terminology, that's pretty much saying that they really do look like a female. Like, if there's a really fish drag queen, or, like, a fishy drag queen, he looks like he's a woman. Like a traditional cis woman. There's nothing really else, much else to say other than, you know, the connotation that a fish and woman, I'll let you put two and two together, in nasty, snatched. So snatched is just, you've got everything together. You know, if someone's been working out, you could say, you look snatched, because it's like, they just, you know, they came, they snatched up their things, they took it, and they look just fantastic. So they snatched, they're great, everything's in order, everything's where it should be, it's happy time, snatched. That's pretty much all you need to know about snatched. Dusty! Oh my fucking god, I didn't even realize, but the second one to the bottom from this, so it's on popsugar.com.au, but the second one to the bottom of this is Dusty. And it's got the meme where it's like, you look dusty, which is so great. For anyone who doesn't know, I think it's from that show, was it Scared Straight, where they get kids into prison and prisoners like try to scare them like to not be super criminals. And there was this one guy, and he maybe, you know, wasn't the most threatening option that they could have chosen. And he basically just, like, rips this guy for having shitty hair. I'm going to Google it, because you just need to listen to it. You look dusty. Your hair's uneven. You ain't that cute. Okay.
We heard about you before you even got up here. While you have a chance, you need to be trying to get an education, because your looks ain't gonna get you paid. Because you're not that cute. And your hair is uneven. You look dusty. So I'm saying, what else are you gonna do besides pander, rob, steal, try to trick some girl up out of...
I just fucking love that. Oh, you gonna need something to pay the bills. Cause you look dusty. Your hair's uneven. True, though. I just need someone to read me like that. And the last thing was for the gods. And it's so basic, but true. So for the gods. Like, dressed for the gods. Beat for the gods. Snatched for the gods. It's just, you know, that's the highest level. Like, you are snatched, or you're snatched as fuck, or you're hell snatched, or you were snatched for the gods, and that's like the peak snatchedness, you know. So that's when you're drag. Education. But guys, I am so tired, I can't. Yay. Cool. Well, I think this one's going to be a little bit of a short one, although I don't really know that it's a short one, considering it's very similar to the length of some of the previous ones. It's just short for me because, you know, especially last time went on a fucking 2-hour rant with Dylan, which just always happens. But yeah. I'm so appreciative that you guys are here, stuck with me through some translations, stuck with me through just chaos, really. And yeah, up, thriving, ready to live my best life. Hope you guys are too. I'll be honest, I think I started falling asleep as I was just saying that, so I don't recall anything that I was just saying, but I really think it's great. That's just a hallmark Jess right there. All right. Well, thank you so much. Please follow me on the basement yard. I need to stop saying that. So that was like an ongoing joke when people would be like, oh, what's the name of your podcast? I'm like, oh, basement yard. It's myself and someone else, but we just call ourselves Joe and Danny. Just to see if anyone would go and listen to the basement yard with two American like male hosts and be like, oh yeah, I can kind of hear that it's them. But I need to stop doing that because I just literally now do start introducing myself as the basement yard, and I don't think that Joe Sanegato wants to give me that kind of royalty check. So no, my name is Jess, and you can follow me at the 3 a.m. podcast. Yeah, on Instagram, wherever, live your life. thank you so much for taking the time out. It's amazing and very, very cool to just listen to me ramble. But that's pretty much it. Again, this is going to be a very short, sharp, sweet one. So thank you. Me.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.